Om Shanti. So we'll be revising. Today is Avyakta Murli. Yesterday we were talking about reading Murli. That when you read Murli for the first time, and what is your understanding, and when you read the same Murli 10 times, after that what is your understanding. So there is a difference in the level of understanding, perception, and so many other things. Experience, just as in medical field, when a student enters the medical college, he reads the book of medicine, and then when he becomes a doctor, then he reads the same book, and then after he does his post-graduation, he reads the same book, and then after 10 years of experience, he reads the same book, and then after many more years of experience, he reads the book. So it is just like here also. When you read Murli for the first time, you just understand few things about it. When you read it second time, you start understanding more. Third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth. Earlier you know that these things are there. Then second time you know something more. And then you start knowing some of the words, some of the sentences. Then later on you start understanding paragraphs. Then you start understanding the entire pattern of the Murli. Then you start understanding how things are linked to each other. Then you start understanding what thing is said first and what thing is said next and what is left. So many things. It becomes so much clear in front of you. And your experience in the first reading and your experience at 10th or 20th reading is entirely different. So that is why just now Sushil Bhai told about different types of reading Murli, hearing Murli. So we have to keep on practicing all those different methods which we had devised here. These are 26 methods, you can even make them more. But these are some of the methods of reading Murli. Not just reading, this is in fact experiencing Murli. So today, we'll revise today's subject to Murli. You are going to read this Murli after some time in Om Shanti Bhavan. And you can use some of the methods even while listening to that Murli. Okay? And today you have 24 hours with you to understand the Murli, to go into the depth of the Murli, to know what exactly it is, and to experience it. So you have been given 24 hours. Every day you get 24 hours to understand one Murli. Now it depends on you how much you study it, how much you read it, how much you understand it, how much you apply to into it your life. So we will today we will discuss about today's Avyakta Murli. This Murli is on fortune and renunciation. Okay, these are the two words we have often heard in Brahmin lives since the time we have become Brahmin. I'll begin with a very short story. There was once a woodcutter, and that woodcutter, he had become old. He was alone, and he used to go to forest every day to chop woods. And he used to see that one mystic, a Sufi mystic, is sitting under a tree. And every time he would go by that way, he would always bow down and touch his feet while going and while coming back. But every time he would touch that mystic's feet, that mystic would laugh. That sage would smile, would laugh. So one day he asked that mystic, "Why do you laugh whenever I touch your feet?" He says, the mystic says, "I was just wondering what a fool you are. You are just cutting woods every day. Why don't you go a little ahead? There is a mine of copper there." He says, "What? There is a mine of copper? I never heard." And he thinks that this man is lying. He doesn't know. But he thinks, "Let me see what is there." And next day he goes ahead and he finds, yes, there is definitely a mine. And he is so overjoyed and he comes back and thanks to the mystic. And mystic says, "Now you can come only once a week to cut woods, because now you have got a lot of copper." After, whenever he comes once a week, then again mystic laughs. Then the man says, "Why are you laughing now?" The mystic says, "You are such a fool. There is a silver mine ahead. Why don't you go back there and take that mine? Take the silver." The woodcutter thinks, "Oh, why I did not think of this, that there is something ahead also." He goes ahead and to his utter surprise, he finds there is a silver mine. And then now he comes only once a month to cut woods because he has got enough wealth. So after, while he is doing like this, once a month when he comes, during that visit, mystic again laughs. He says, what a fool you are. Don't you know that there is a gold mine ahead? So the woodcutter is shocked to hear that there is it possible that there is a gold mine also? And this man knows it. So he goes ahead and he finds that there is definitely a gold mine. So now that man starts thinking in another way. He thinks, ki now I will not depend on this person to let me know what is ahead. There must be something higher than this ahead. Let me go and find out what is there now. So he first of all thanks him that he told him about the silver mine, a gold mine. But this time he says, let me now think what is there ahead. And he goes and to his utter surprise he finds that there is a diamond mine. And now he thinks, I am not fool, that mystic is fool. He doesn't know that there is a diamond mine. If he knew of the diamond mine, he would not have been sitting like this like a beggar. And he has few disciples who also go and beg. What a life he is doing. Now I will go and teach him. Then he goes to that mystic and tells him, do you know what is ahead of gold mines? He himself replies, there is a diamond mine. Don't you know about the diamond mines? But the mystic says, do you know what is ahead of diamond mines? This time that man says, oh, this I don't know what is ahead of diamond mines. Mystic says, I am ahead of diamond mines. I knew that there is a diamond mine and still I am sitting here. Don't you think that there is something I have got which is even greater than the diamond mine? The man, the woodcutter says, yes, now I believe that you must have got something more than what is the diamond mine. And the mystic says, now if you want that, you sit with me because I have a very less time with me. Maybe by next morning I will not be there in the world. I am old now. My disciples have gone out. You sit with me. And that man is so persistent and he says that I want to know what you have achieved. If you have something even better than diamond mine, I want to have it. And he sits there and there is a silent, conversation between both of them. They both sit together and the energy of spirituality is transferred to that person. And he understands he realizes his silent vibrations and he also becomes like him. Next day morning the mystic dies and the disciples come and they find that mystic has died, but who is this man? He is almost radiating like our guru. Our master, he has almost become his representative, though nobody has given him that authority or power or declared that he is the now representative of their guru, but he has almost become like him, or rather even better than him. So how this transformation occurred overnight? Why I am telling you this story? Because this mostly is entirely about fortune. Baba is saying, do you know how much fortune you have? Don't remain satisfied. You already have got diamonds or even better than diamonds what you have. But you probably are not aware and you are simply cutting your woods. But ahead of woods there is silver. Ahead of copper and silver and gold and diamonds and even ahead of that diamonds there is something else also. This entire Murli revolves around about fortune. Baba has always, in this Murli there is a very beautiful analogy. I was thinking there are 5 or 6 different stages of our life have been described in this Murli. The first stage is Shudra Kumar or Shudra Kumari. That is the first stage. From there, you get this knowledge and you become Brahma Kumar or Brahma Kumari. And the moment you become Brahma Kumar, you become fat. What is fat? Fat is not this fat. F-A-T. F is fortune, A is attainments and T is treasures. These are the 3 words Baba has used so many times in Murli. Bhagya, Prapti and Khazana. Different way he has used these 3 words. F-A-T. So you become Brahma Kumar, you become fat. Or you start becoming fat from that time. And from Brahma Kumar, then you become Brahmin. Brahma Kumar or Kumari, from that you become Brahmin. From Brahmin, then you become angel. That is in group Baba is talking about angels, how you become from Brahmin to angel and from Farishta to Devta, deity, Dev Kumar or Kumari, and then later on Bhakta Kumar or Kumari. So whatever, this is actually a journey we all pass through. First Shudra Kumar. What are the characteristics of Shudra Kumar or Shudra Kumari? Vaibhav. Shudra Kumar means, or Kumari means, they are indulging in materialistic things. There are no rules and regulations in life. They are getting up very late, starting. They are addicted to so many things of the world. There is not an iota of peace, purity, happiness. They are totally lost in the worldly existence. We always think about Brahma Kumari life. Have you ever thought of Shudra Kumar life? This is also a topic for churning. What are the characteristics of Shudra Kumar? And we were that once upon a time. From that we have become Brahma Kumar. Brahma Kumar, what is the difference between Brahma Kumar and Brahmin? Because Baba has said that you become Brahma Kumar and then you renounce things. And as a result of that renunciation, you get a gift of Brahmin life. So he has made a difference between Brahmin life and Brahmin and a Brahma Kumar. So what is the difference? Whom you will call Brahmin and whom you will call Brahma Kumar, are they same? Dadi Janki has said it is very easy to become Brahma Kumari or Kumar, but it is difficult to become Brahmin. So what is the difference? The difference is in dharanas. Brahma Kumar means the movement, though Baba has used these words as synonyms in many of the Murlis, but the moment you complete your 7-day course, you are entitled to be called Brahma Kumar because you have gained knowledge. All those are mouth-born progeny of Brahma, they are known as Brahma Kumar. So you have get this knowledge, you become Brahma Kumar. But that is not enough. You have to become Brahmin. Brahmin means you start imbibing all the dharanas. You start become firm in dharanas. That time you will be entitled to be called Brahmin. From Brahmin then you become angel and then Devta. So this is a journey. We have to see our own, this journey. So, Baba is starting this Murli with saying that he is the bestower of fortune. And he is seeing two things, fortune as well as renunciation, Bhagya and Tyag, two things. Though this Murli is entirely focusing on fortune, at the end Baba has said, I will tell you about renunciation at some later date. That's what he said. So, it's entirely focusing on fortune. And he has said a very beautiful thing. You have renounced just one fold and you have got multi-million fold fortune. What a beautiful line. It's a mathematics, Vaibhav. You renounce little and you get much. If you renounce little thing in life, if you renounce a little some addictive habits, you get something more, multi-million times. And what have you renounced? You have renounced all that is low, all that is vain, all that is vile, all that is lowest, mean, shudra, all that is down, that you have renounced and you have got so many good things. So I was thinking, what are the different types of fortunes Baba has given us? If you make a list of fortune, Baba has always said in Murlis, keep on remembering your own fortune and you will get intoxicated. So there are many, but in general, we can say fortune of one's own self, one's own identity, who I am. Fortune of one's duty, one's purpose. So first fortune is fortune about oneself. That is our greatest fortune or luck that we have got. That is the first, who we are, what we are, our identity, from where we have come, what we have to do, what is the goal of life, what is the purpose of life. That is the first fortune. Second fortune is about God. Who is he? What is he? Where is he? What does he do? When does he come? What does he teach? Everything about God. We have got to know him. That is our fortune. Look at the world. There are so many quarrels, fights in the world about God. Nobody knows who God is. So we have known God. That is the second fortune. Third, about this world. Fortune of knowing the world, fortune of knowing the drama, how the world revolves, what is the history, what is the geography of this world. That is the third type of fortune. How is this cycle moving around? That is the third. Fourth type of fortune is, now you come to your lifestyle. Fortune of Rajyoga meditation. You have got this greatest knowledge of yoga. Nobody in the world teaches this yoga except Baba. Nobody even knows about yoga. If you go to, they teach some breathing practices, or if you use the word yoga, they means asanas.
That is what is yoga meant by. Nobody thinks of yoga as a meditation. When they talk yoga, they mean asanas. That is how they interpret. There are 84 types of asanas. That is also a beautiful figure. 84 different types of asanas. Patanjali has described 84 types of different asanas. You can even make from this, if there are 84 types of asanas, what are the 84 types of yoga? So that's the homework. You can make what are the different 84 types of yoga. How you can do meditation in 84 different ways. 84 different ways of Raj Yoga meditation. That's the topic of churning that we will come out. We will come out soon. Okay. So, so this is what is the fortune of Raj Yoga. Then fortune of Murli. Fortune of Murli, listening Murli, reading Murli, hearing, in getting intoxicating, even relating it to others. That is the greatest of fortune. Then the fortune of Srimat. We have got the highest directions. What to do and what not to do, that is the question everywhere in the world. To be or not to be, like that Hamlet of Shakespeare. Everybody is surrounded only with one question. To be or not to be, to do or not to do. What to do and what not to do. This religion says it, you do it. This religion says you don't do it. There's so much, you know, dispute about this. So Baba has given the highest direction. That is the fortune of Srimat. Then the fortune of blessing. Every day you get a blessing. In this Murli, Baba has said, I give you one blessing and one title to everyone. What is that blessing? May you become fortunate. May you become lucky. This blessing is given to everyone. Then one title. Long lost and now found lovely children. That is the title. So one blessing is given in this Murli and one title. We have in this Murli reading method, one is blessing. You can add one blessing. What is the blessing in this Murli? And let me think about, Baba has said, may you become fortunate. Why he has said this? What fortunes I have? You can churn on this. Then the fortune of food. What food we are eating here, this is the purest of all the foods in the world. Go into the world and look at what people are eating. What sort of, go to the restaurants and see what they are eating. With what, in what vibrations they are eating, with what thoughts food is getting prepared and with what thought they are eating. And what things are generating in their mind after eating that food. So fortune of food, Brahma Bhojan. Then fortune of service. You have got this fortune of service. Whatever we are doing, that is included as a part of service. And that is so exalted. So service, fortune of service. Then, what are the different other fortunes? Go family. This family you got, is it not a fortune? This yajna, to be get to remain protected. See, this yajna, this sacrificial fire is like a fort. It's like a fort. If you remain in the fort, you remain protected. The moment you come out of this fort, killa, fort, you become vulnerable. Maya will attack you. So best thing is to remain within the four walls of this fort, this yajna, this sacrificial fire, and fortune of family. Such a divine family you will never get anywhere in the world. You look at the worldly families, there are so much selfishness in that. Here, people come and serve each other and they forget. Unconcerned. Like so many guests come, we have no expectation that they should also serve us. While in your house, if some guest comes, we have the expectation, we serve them now, when we will go to their house, they should also serve us. Here you will find a sort of natural selflessness. You come here, you whatever you want to do, yoga and whatever, you go away and nobody is asking you for anything. So there is a selflessness in this divine family and a invisible bond of love, strings of love, okay? So these are the different, you can go on churning about this. So we'll come back to Murli. Then Baba is saying here, but still Baba has given same thing to everybody, but still there are numbers. There is a first number, there is last number. There is first bead, there is last bead. There are two types of garlands. Why? Though he has given same thing to everyone, he has given same blessing, he has given same knowledge, he has given same light, same mirror. You can even go on from A to Z, what he has given. From A, he has given same attainments to everybody. B, say he has given same blessings to everyone. C, he has given same cooperation, same chance. D, he has given same dress, same drill. So many things you can go on churning like this. E, S, G, H, I, J. In this way you can go on churn that topic. So he has given same thing to everybody, but still there are differences. So, why like this? Because of the four things. Why this has occurred? Baba is saying this fortune, he has compared the fortune to three things. First, it's a line. Second, it's a star. And third, it's its property. First, fortune is a line. So what you have to do with the line? You have to make it long and clear. It's a star. What you have to do with the star? You have to make it sparkle more. And it's a property. What you have to do with property? You have to take care of the property and you have to increase the property. This Murli is entirely about taking care of property and increasing the property. Which property he is talking? Fortune is a property. Fortune is a line, fortune is a star, and fortune is a property. He has compared fortune to three things. And even before that, he's divided Brahmins into two categories. Those who are staying in center, they are surrendered and they are Baba is calling them servers. Those who are staying in household, Baba says they are trustee. Okay? So it doesn't make any difference whether you stay here or there. Everything depends on the renunciation. Everything depends on four things. First, you should have true heart. Then you can make this line big. Then you can make this star sparkle. Then you can make this property to be taken care of or to increase it. So first thing is honest heart. Second is true heart and honest heart. Second is clean heart. Third is elevated thoughts. And fourth is elevated actions. These four things are the basis of increasing this line, increasing the property, making big the line and sparkle this star of fortune. These are the four things. You can churn again on these four topics. Four things. First, how to have a clean, a true and honest heart. We should be truthful. Without truth, you cannot progress in this Brahmin life. If there is something hidden and something falsehood is there, it cannot progress. You cannot make progression. You have to be very much clear in front of one father. This is my life. Though you might have committed many mistakes, but still now you become very much clear. Clean heart, clear heart, honest heart, truthful heart. That's what Baba likes. So these are the things. And elevated thoughts and elevated actions. These are the basis of increasing the fortune. So these are the two categories of Brahmins. Those who are staying in center and those who are staying in household. Sushil Bhai and our group had made about 50 different types of Brahmins. If you want, you can take from him. After yesterday's churning, there were about 50 different types of Brahmins. Okay? So that's another topic. Now we'll come to the main Murli. How to take care of the property and how to increase this property. The entire Murli focuses on this. You have got the property. You have got the line. Make it big. You have got the star. Make it more sparkle. Make it sparkle more. And you have got the property. So now whenever you get a property, suppose somebody gives you 1 crore rupees. Your aim is what? To take care of that. And another is to increase it. How do you take care of money? You have to see that nobody steals that money. You have to see that nobody robs that money. You have to keep it in a safe place. These are some of the things. You don't have to spend it in a lavish manner. So these are some of the things you have to do. And another is to increase that. How to increase? Yeah? Do invest. Mutual funds. That's about money. This is about spiritual property. Spiritual treasures. Yeah, whatever. So first thing is, what Baba has said in this Murli, you want to take care of this property, how do you take care? To take care of the property, the way is to imbibe it. The way is to imbibe it. Imbibe what? Everything. What are the treasures? See, they, in Bhakti they describe nine types of treasures. Nava, Nidhi. Nine types of treasures. Knowledge, powers, virtues, happiness, purity, blessings, elevated actions, punya, good deeds, and contentment. So you can, these are nine types of virtues which are described in Bhakti even. So these are the treasures. Now Baba is saying that these treasures are property. You have to take care of the property. How do you take care? You by imbibing it. And imbibe it completely. It's not that you imbibe one virtue and you leave the another. Or you imbibe sometimes and sometimes not. You sometimes become embodiment of dharna and sometimes you become embodiment of halchal swarup. Dagmak swarup. Not like that. Your remembrance is achalgar, not chanchalgar. So sometimes the embodiment of fluctuation and sometimes embodiment of dharana, not like that, always. So Baba has given a beautiful example here. For example, you imbibe one power, the power to accommodate, power to tolerate. Okay, somebody has done very bad thing to you and you have tolerated it for 10 years. But then in that 10 years you keep on narrating, I have tolerated this much. I have tolerated this much. Nobody else can tolerate like this, like I have tolerated. This is not true tolerance, because this tolerance should be accommodated, should be accompanied with power of accommodation. So when you accommodate, that time only that tolerance becomes powerful. Otherwise, what happens? You start describing it, varnan. And in that kamal, there is dhamal. That's Baba has used powerful different words. So you become body conscious while you describe. Start thinking of others, parachintan. So this is the first step, is to imbibe. Imbibe what? That method has not been described in this murli, but it has been told in different other murlis. Imbibe powers, imbibe virtues, specialities. You try to imbibe them, just as we heard the class, little by little. Whatever new things you see in others, you try to imbibe it. Whatever new habits you see in others, try to imbibe it. You go for yoga and you sit for 15 minutes and you start feeling restless while you see others are sitting so nicely. Try to imbibe how they are sitting. You start reading the murli and you start feeling sleepy. You start reading, listening to the murli and you again feel groggy. You don't feel like to read it. Oh, such a big murli, how will I know it? Who has the time to read this 4 pages? All these negative thoughts attack you. The moment murli is in the hand, negative thoughts attack you at the same time. Because we start thinking, I can't remember this. This is so difficult. How will I understand this? There are difficult words. So many things. So you try to imbibe virtues. Try to imbibe knowledge. Try to imbibe treasures. Try to imbibe purity. Try to imbibe happiness. Try to imbibe contentment. Everything. So this is the when you imbibe within yourself, swame dharan karana. That's the word Baba has said. You imbibe it. This instillation. That is the method to take care of the treasure. What is the method to increase the treasure in this murli? Service. But again, there are two divisions. There are those who serve it full heart, honest, from all their heart, and there are others who do service just with their brain. So there are difference of servers. One are those through mind, body, intellect, whatever. There are two categories of servers. There are first category, they are working with all their hearts. Other category, they are just doing it with brain. You must have heard about that story of 3 woodcutters. A stranger, a foreigner comes to India and he finds that he goes to one temple construction site and one woodcutter is cutting the wood. He asks him, what are you doing? The woodcutter, he is so frustrated, so irritated person, and he says, don't you see what I am doing? Are you blind? I am cutting stones, hard stones. He is very much unhappy in life, very much dissatisfied, and that is his attitude. When he is asked, what are you doing? He says, I am cutting hard stones. Can't you see? Are you blind? Then the foreigner goes to another woodcutter and he asks him, what are you doing? The woodcutter just looks at him and says, I am earning my livelihood. If I don't earn, what will happen to my family? My family will starve and die. I have to earn, otherwise I cannot survive in life. I have to support my family. So that was his attitude. So now this foreigner goes to the third woodcutter and he says, ask him, what are you doing? So that woodcutter is smiling and dancing and singing. And he says, can't you see I am constructing a temple for God? So that is his attitude. 3 different types of attitudes. First, cutting woods. Second, earning livelihood. Third, constructing temple. Look at your own life from morning till evening. What I am doing? When I am eating food, I am cutting stones. This food is not good. It's not so tasty. I have to take care of my body. That's why I am eating. That is the second woodcutter. Third woodcutter, he is dancing, he is singing. Oh, this is a Brahma Bhojan. God has made this food for me. I am eating and this will empower me. So that is the third. Or you are doing Amrit Vela, or you are doing any service, you are going to your department or giving course to somebody. who you are. Woodcutter number 1, woodcutter number 2, woodcutter number 3. But the story doesn't end here. There is a further ahead story. Now this this foreigner, he goes back and he comes after many years to see what has happened to those 3 woodcutters. This story is usually told in management classes. Okay, this further story. The story ends there, but this is a extended story. So he comes back to see what those people are doing. So he goes to the first woodcutter. He is still cutting the woods. So he goes to the second woodcutter. Now that second woodcutter has become a rich man. He has 50 woodcutters, stone cutters under him. He has become a rich man because he was earning for livelihood. And he goes to the third woodcutter. What would be his fortune? Any guess? He has become like a prophet. He has become a saint. He is no more cutting stones. He has become a prophet. So that because of his attitude. So we have to see what is our attitude. Baba is telling here 2 different types of Brahmins, 2 different types of servers. First, who serve with heart, another who serve with brain. He has told 6 differences between those two. First difference is, one who serves with heart, he makes others belong to Dilaram, to God. While the one who serves with brain, he has different many points in his brain, but what he does is, he teaches others to speak. That's what he does. He speaks or he teaches others to speak. The one who serves with the heart, he churns the knowledge. The one who serves with brain, he simply teaches. Third point of difference is, the one who serves with the heart, he gives experience of attainment, instant attainment to all the souls. While the one who serves with brain, he doesn't give instant experience, but he just, people may come and praise him. You have spoken very well, you have done very good. All these things people tell him. The one who serves with heart, he truly serves. While the other person, he serves as a duty. Just because he has to do. The one who is serving with the heart, he actually makes, there is a loving connection. He forges a loving connection with the soul. While the one who serves with brain, he doesn't do that. So these are some of the difference between serving with heart and serving with brain. So we have to serve with our full heart. Not just as a duty, I have to do it, I am forced to do it. Just as if for the sake of even, for the sake of show off. Baba has said in this Murli, 3 types of renunciation. No, he said there are types of renunciation, there are numbers in renunciation. He has not mentioned that. What are the types of renunciation? What are the types of tyag? But in scriptures, they have described 3 types of tyag. Sattvic, rajasic and tamasic. These are the 3 types of renunciation which has been described. First is the tamasic tyag. Tamasic tyag means you should do the work but you are not doing it. You have given up the important things which you should do. You ought to do, which is your duty, and still you are not doing. That is tamasic tyag. Another is rajasic tyag. Rajasic tyag means you are giving up things but for show off. Suppose for example you give up doing something, you start wearing white and you start making a show off to your earlier friends. See, I wear this now. Anything for that matter. Just as there was once a guru, 30 years back he was a very rich person and he gave up all his property and distributed among poor and he became a sadhu. Now in every lecture of his, he used to say that I have given up all my property. That was his. This statement was fixed. And he has the cutting of the newspaper, which had come during 30 years back, that he had given up the world and he had given up the property and he had distributed. That cutting is still there. So one person from the audience, he got up and said, probably, he used to say, I kicked out that, my property. Somebody said, probably that kick was not so powerful. Because you are still remembering it. So that is sort of rajasic tyag. Third is the sattvic tyag. Sattvic tyag is, sattvic renunciation is, you give up things, like you do actions but you are not attached to it. That action or even its result. So that is the highest type of tyag. You are totally selfless. No exhibition. No show off. That sort of selfless tyag Baba wants here. So you can even churn. This is the second topic of churning. What are the different types of renunciations? What are the different numbers in renunciation that you can think of? So these are the Murli is very, in one way it is very short and another way it is big also. Because here Baba is talking that your fortune is your birthright and so on and so forth. Many things are there. We don't have time right now. Otherwise we would have gone in depth of it. crux of the story is that, crux of the Murli is that we have got fortune and our aim is to increase it and take care of it. See that nobody steals it, so nobody robs it. See that you don't waste it. You have to take care of the fortune, whatever you have received. Even if you cannot increase it, at least take care. If you cannot increase it, at least take care. But the aim is to increase it, and increase it by applying it in life. Through your mind, body, your wealth, everywhere. Mind, intellect, sanskar, apply it everywhere in life. That is the way to increase it. Another here Baba is talking about in parties. First party he is talking about becoming an angel. Three qualifications of angels. First, they move in a body of light. So always feel that I am moving in a body of light. Second, they do not set their foot on the ground. They stay away. And third, they have no connection with the awareness of this body. Not with the body. Because if you have no connection with body, you are dead. Not that. So these are the three qualities of an angel. You move as if you are moving in a body of light. As I said, Shudra Kumar, Brahma Kumar, Brahmin, Farishta, Dev Kumar, Bhakta Kumar. So this you can categorize it. Second, he is telling about, think of yourself as a spiritual rose and we are spreading spiritual fragrance. Also, he has talked about a deal. You have made a deal with God. And in that deal, you have made the deal with innocent God. What you have done, you are very clever. You have taken the three worlds. Like that, you know, in the scriptures, they talk about that Vaman Avatar. He took the three worlds and the King Bali was defeated. So in this way, you have taken the three worlds from the innocent Lord. Third party, he is talking about become a donor of happiness. The worldly souls are very much unhappy. You have to give them donation of happiness. If you don't do, this is your service, this is your Brahmin life. You should not get sleep. You should not sleep without donating this. You are a great donor, you have to donate happiness. So, it's not that every time you go and do that, but you can even send the vibrations of happiness all around the world. So, Mansa Sakash, Mansa Seva. So, this is the third and the last. There is one question. Baba has said, who will get beaded or garlanded in Babdada's garland? So, who are those? All those souls who, whatever virtues are there, whatever his, if from our mouth, Baba's virtues, Baba's praise, is coming out always, then probably we will get beaded or round the garland of his, round his neck. So whatever his praise, that should come out of our mouth. Whatever his knowledge, that should come out of our mouth. Even in Bhagavad Gita, towards in the last chapters also, God is saying to Arjuna that whosoever tells this knowledge to others, he is very much dear to me. So whosoever narrates this Murli, or reads the Murli, understands the Murli, explains to others, that person is very much dear to me. That's what Baba is saying. That who he will get beaded around the garland of my neck. So, his virtues, his knowledge, his praise. Three things. Virtues, knowledge and praise. God's virtues, God's knowledge and God's praise. If you are uttering this, this should come out of your mouth. All the time. So then you become his favorite. Okay? So this Murli is about fortune, about renunciation, about the list of fortunes and how to increase the fortune, how to increase the star, sparkle the star, how to make the line bigger. Okay? You can churn this Murli from very many, many different angles and go into the depth of it. Okay? Om Shanti.